Anybody in the court queue get growing up with anybody else this evening, because we don't want to have to play that song again. You know, you can't play that song at the beginning of the show, and then I'm tempted to play it again in the middle of the show, and again at the end of the show, and about half a dozen times during the show, because people come and go, and I'm thinking, where are they all tonight? You know, it's Friday night, come on, you know, it's like Friday night, normally a big night, but so was Saturday at one time. Got nobody on a Saturday now anymore at the moment, and it's very difficult to get anybody to want to do Saturdays with us. Wednesdays is still available at the minute, because obviously Selva moved from Wednesday to Monday, which she originally wanted anyway, but we already had somebody for Mondays, and then that turned out to be a flop. And what a flop. What a flop. It's an old British term. It comes from the radio days. Used to have a program on TV called Pick of the Pops, and was it a hit or a miss? And then the word flop came in, because the word flop just means it's a miss. It's a miss. You know, it's flopped. Okay, it's failed. So there you go. Okay, bit of trivia there for you. As I say, useless trivia. Chris is there in the studio. Here in the studio. There in the studio. Yeah, there in the studio. Really, I suppose, because he's not here. He's not sitting next to me. I'm virtual on my PC, and This is virtual on here. Everybody's sitting there in the virtual world on a Friday the 13th. Oh, Friday the 13th. You know, it's a you know, Friday the 13th is kind of the only night when somebody that used to be with us wouldn't work on Friday the 13th. Crazy. All the best psychics born on Friday the 13th, by the way. You know, apparently. That's what I've been told. Right, let's get on with it then. Let's say hello to Chris.
Why can I answer?
All right. What do you think about that, Chris? All the best psychics born on Friday the 13th, yeah?
That would be insane if that was the case. But I just want to say, as always, thank you for having me on. It's a lovable Friday lesson. And I know there's a lot of people that have superstition, but to me, it's just another day. But to me, it's magical. The 13 is a good number.
It is.
And I just want to give a shout out to my friend Becky. I'm pretty sure she was listening to the song Against the Odds. That's one of my favorites. And I guess, Tim, you must be in my head because that song really touches me. How Always. I love all his music. I mean, I know there's other people that I like too besides. I like Chicago, Journey. But I know that there's some songs that you can't play to Block Talk, but Phil Collins, you can never go wrong. But I love it. I love it. It brings you up the energy, and it just says Against the Odds because it shows that, you know, to me, the way I perceive it is you try to get rid of me, right, against the odds,
yeah,
and take a look at me now. That's how I
feel.
Like,
exactly, yeah.
So I don't know if you perceive that same way, Tim, but you know, they took
it
against the odds.
I think that when Phil wrote a lot of his songs, he was going through a bad time with his partner a lot of the songs are very deep, yeah?
Yep, they sure are.
Yeah. You know, it's an amazing songwriter of the day. Okay. Well, right, we've got two people at the moment. How long that's going to last, I don't know, but we're going to try and give them at least 10 minutes each, maybe longer. Right. Okay, then. Veronica.
Oh, hi. Hi, Chris. Cassia. Thank you, Ken. What a nice conversation. And I do think that the best psychic is like Mr. Chris. He's always been accurate. Thank you, Chris Garcia. You always have.
You're welcome.
Knowledge.
You're welcome. Exactly. Thank you for sharing that with me. I mean, because to me, at the end of the day, I mean, I get a lot of good compliments about, you know, just you're dead on, but at the end of the day, I'm just me, you know what I'm saying? But I know that I have my haters and stuff like that, but I guess that's what keeps me going. And I'm just here to help and, you know, spread the word of the truth and wisdom. So just, you know, when I help people, even if it's on live or on Facebook or just any show besides Kim, you know, it just, I get a good feeling, good vibes. And no matter how, you know, I know there might be people that are like, oh, we just get tired of seeing you, or getting tired of seeing certain people. But you just keep on going, and you just need to. And this might be a message for you, Veronica. Just what I was told to tell you is what, while I'm saying this, is against the odds. You can have a lot of odds against you. If I'm going, you keep your head up, keep that pride, and just know that you don't need to change for anyone. You be who you are, and if they don't like it, simple answer, I can tell you, you're going to love this one. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. So I just got to tell you that, Veronica.
Well, thank you. You're right on about that. I've been against a lot of odds. Hard ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, permission to ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, real quickly on this topic, where I was before, where I got that happened with those females and those two men, where I was working 3 months ago.
You're asking if they're still working there, is that correct? Are you asking if they're still working there?
Yeah, are those females and that man, those two guys working with them, like where you're going in a white van, you go back and forth to your location. Is that the one you're seeing?
Honestly, I just see that they're probably, I don't see them there. I almost don't see like, I kind of feel like they're just, like they're in a different area, but not in the same department. That's what I'm seeing right now. but that's what I'm seeing. They're there, if they are there. But I really don't feel anything. It's more kind of just the energy seems like it's dissipated, which means that they're probably not there, because I'm not sensing anything, to be honest with you. So I would say that if you decide to go back, I would say it would be okay. But just know that you're always going to come across people that are not going to like you, no matter in the workplace, and that's just in everyday life. People are not going to like you, and you just got to know that even in my field, there is so competitiveness, different shows are from different competitiveness. It really shouldn't be that way, but that's reality. You know, you need to have, it comes with the territory, so if you work there, you know, to get the paycheck and pay your bills and buy what you need and what accessories you need, don't be there to try to please everyone. And that's what I was told to tell you. Just focus on yourself. Don't worry about what's outside of that circle of your protective bubble. And if they start harassing you, just simply report and say, you know what, I don't like them working here, and see if they can make you work a different shift. Simple solution. There's always a solution to different things. You just gotta have to adjust to the change.
Interesting. I like what you said. That's very well said. It does resonate with a couple of things that I have in my mind. And thank you, Chris, for clarifying. I mean, I didn't have to say much. You got it right. But I have another question. No, I'm not desperate. And I'm not desperate. I've never been desperate. But I do like someone the man that I liked before I left to that job. And you know which one I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah, I think.
Okay, give me a description.
Well, I don't remember because you've asked me a lot of different people. I don't remember because I can't remember what I said unless if I wrote it down. But I think it was I want to say like second meeting I gave you. Is the one I keep seeing?
Something I had to accomplish. It's the letter E.
What do you mean?
You see him
shy? I think he's the one that, yeah, I just see him. I would say that he's kind of shy. But I think, if I remember right, I remember you saying that you were going to see him at a park or something, that y'all were going to talk.
Restaurant. You said restaurant.
Yeah, so, but I would say that, personally, I just feel that there is a possibility there, but just don't overdo it, and just let it take its time. That's the only thing I can tell you, that, you know, because different readings I've done, I can't remember what I say unless if you recorded me, which you
no.
can do that by your phone. But just remember that when a message comes through, it comes and then it goes. So if you ask me what I said a month ago, I'm not going to be able to remember what I told you. And Kim can tell you, or Queen can tell you, anybody can tell you that when a message comes, it's not like we, you know, document what we say. Unless it's a psychic or medium likes to get the way of recording themselves so they can look back at it. Because I've been told to record myself because I do have a voice recorder, but I've never used it. And it keeps coming to my head for some reason. Maybe I should do it one day and record a show, and maybe I see if I can connect it to the auto of the headphones I have on so they can hear the callers. But I'll figure that out. But when I do record it, I'll go back to the readings I've done and see, you know, if it resonates with from the time that I set the time frame till now. Because what I said months ago could still be the same, but to be honest with you, with what I said, I'm not going to remember. It just goes in and out. So.
I respect that. So thank you for saying that. Anybody goes to Ken's show, they're accurate. So you're on it, Mr. Chris Garcia. But my question is that the same one that you see? Okay, is that the one that you're still seeing now in the future?
In the future, okay. That's a better question.
I'm not looking.
Honestly, I see the same person in the future. Okay. With everything going on and the shift and then the cycle of the moon, they're telling me no, because the one that I think you were interested in has different objectives, different subjects, different projects. So you're going to find somebody else that might have a similar, like he might look like him in a way, but he's going to be taller. The other one that if I remember right, I want to say he was shorter, a little bit, not that tall, like 6'11 or nothing like that. He's just going to be, I say like maybe 5'6, 5'7. I don't know how tall you are, but you have to tell me that. But yeah, I want to say he's going to look like a twin. And it's crazy because I keep seeing a twin flame and a soul flame in your life. So if you don't come across your twin flame, you're going to come across your soul flame. It's very rare. And I have a friend that, she's a good friend of mine, but she hasn't, she works at a clinic. She's a good friend of mine. And check this out. She came across her twin and soul flame in this lifetime. That never happens. But when it does, you have to choose, because you can't have both. And you can't have the cake and eat it too, is what they say. And I'm pretty sure everybody's going to laugh with what I just said. But if we can only dream that we could have two people, it would be nice. But in reality, you can't, because that's considered cheating, or just, you know, you're just trying to have fun and that's only for friends with benefits, but I want to say it's somebody else. It's a little different, but it's going to be a different guy. That's what I was saying.
Does he have a tattoo real quickly?
Does he have a tattoo?
Yes.
Yep, yeah, he sure does. Yes, he does.
I'm about to go see him right now where I used to work with people.
Okay. Well, then we'll talk later. Let me know how it goes. But you know what? I know our time is up, Veronica, but
hello.
I feel like you're very excited, and you're turning red as we're talking. So I'm going to send you many prayers that it works out and things work out good for you. So my prayers are with you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I'm just going to say hi. I'll let you know. Thank you, Chris Garcia.
You're welcome. Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you, Tina.
Okay. Right.
She sounds so excited. She sounds so excited.
This is all hyped up now. Yeah, ready to go. Wonderful. Let's just do this for just a moment. because our core queue is jumping up. Our core queue is quite busy now. We're up to 7 calls. Veronica has left already. I just want to remind you that the donate button is there for the use of, and please do respect it. It is in honor of what we do here, and it does help to support upcoming shows. And when I say upcoming shows, I mean for the whole 12 months, ladies and gents, not just for a single month. Yeah, each month we have to pay for. Yeah, so it's an ongoing thing, and it's ongoing from 1 year through the next, and we've only been doing it for 12 years, you know. So you want us to stay for another 12 years, hopefully, yeah, then keep those donations coming in, yeah? Okay, right. Now then, and that's as nice as I can be about it. Want me to get nasty? Don't tempt me, please. Okay, I've had a nasty day today, really. I've seen a lot of things that I didn't want to see, but never mind. Okay, that's my business. Right then. So where's my line two disappeared to? I've got an idea that it's this one here.
Hi, Chris. I'm
Sam
again. What's up?
As I say, I know you was my line too, but you're kind of quiet there, Queen. You were very clear when you first come in, yeah?
Yeah, I'm in a different location and my line dropped too, so how
does this go? Right, okay. I don't think Chrissy's going to be able to hear you like that. I don't know what. Can we put you back on hold and let you sort your line out, and then we'll bring you back in later, yeah?
Well, let's try. I prefer to see if you can hear me. If you can't, then we'll do that.
Yeah, it is very, very quiet, Queen. Very, very quiet. So I know when I screened you, you were very clear, but you've gone very quiet there. Okay, so we'll do that. We'll pop Queen back there. Let her sort her connection out, check her wiring and everything, because I know there that Queen was very clear when she first came in when we screened her, and then the call dropped, and now we can hardly hear her at all. Okay, right then. So, let's see where we are. Carolyn.
Wow. Hello. I am lucky. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm taking a trip tomorrow, starting tomorrow. And I wonder how you see that. I am paying to stay there for a little bit.
Well, it's weird because when I shuffled the cards when we were doing the show, it's telling me, I don't know what this means. Maybe it's a holiday that means something to you. And it says the answer you're looking for will be found during a vacation, retreat, or holiday getaway. So the card fell out. And I said, I was told to leave that card up. So that's telling me that there's a retreat or something that you're going to think that's going to give you that answer. And honestly, with that trip, I would say, personally, I can see it going well. Just be careful and keep your social distancing. I would say that I see it going well. And then it says, be careful of animals, which I don't know what that means. Maybe there might be wild animals out there. And then there's kind of, it takes time to get acquainted. So just respect the area and respect the location is what I'm being told. And it's crazy because that's what I'm seeing. So I would say, personally, I don't see anything going wrong with it. I would say just to drive slow and just take it easy and drive carefully when you do it. You can already see it, like, going good for you. So I didn't
okay.
see that trip going very well. And I was going to ask you, have we talked before?
Oh, yeah, loads. We've talked loads.
Well,
I call in.
No, okay.
Talk to you.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was just like, because I usually talk to people, too, on Messenger. So if you're not on my Messenger, then I, you know, yeah. One thing I was going to say, they're telling me the Flower Power card came up. So they're telling me try to get them, spend some time with flowers to increase your personal healing power. So I don't know why, but I keep seeing these little flowers that they come apart. And you can blow them into the air. Like, they just come apart when you pull the little thing. Real thin, real fine. So I'm being told there might be some flower. Okay, that's weird. When you throw it in the air, it's going to look like, of course, of the flower. But in my head, I keep seeing magical dust with this. So I'm being told that the fairies are with you. Okay? That's just funny that I see that, and I'm seeing a lot of good energy around the vacation and everything that you're doing. I see that the fairies are with you, and they're telling me to tell you that everything's going to be fine, so just don't overthink about the situation. You'll be fine on that trip, so not very well. So, and that's the second part that I was to tell you, that there's a lot of magical dust in around you. I keep seeing that energy, and that's what I keep seeing.
Well, I'm, excuse me. There's some stuff going on here in where I live.
Okay.
Business stuff. It's not, romance or anything like that. It's business. And so, excuse me, I have to wrap all that stuff up. You know, I have to wind it up. And do you see that? Do you see that winding up in a positive way?
So do. And it's weird because you seem that everything I'm seeing, you're saying that it's not a romantic, but I'm not saying romantic, but I'm seeing that there's a lot of magical energy around your situation. That's what I'm seeing.
Good.
So it still applies with what I see. Is just I'm seeing the outside of the energy. That's what I'm saying. Is that what I'm seeing is the outside of the energy, and they're telling me that all your wishes will come true. So just be careful and just start packing. And I haven't seen bettering you is what this decision that you're making with the business is going to better your life.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's what I, I didn't actually ask you that, but that was certainly one of my unspoken questions. It was in my head, actually.
Yeah. See, well, that thing has a funny way of being in your head. It's like the spirit of, well, you can actually say, because I don't say the spirit of myself. It's the spirit of God or my guides that channel through me. So it's actually the spirits that are talking through me and spreading the message of the truth. So it's kind of like the divine is, if you're connected to your higher self, your frequency, both on a higher level, so you can connect to fairies, Bigfoot, Subsquash, you know, all the other beings, and archangels. So if your frequency is at a high frequency, it's like, it's almost like, you know how they do that 5G with the phones? We have that frequency too, but it's a different type of frequency. So it's like we have our antennas up. So when you ask the question, sometimes... And this has happened to me before, and anybody can tell you this, where I'll say something, and then when I'm, like, focused on you or whoever's calling me, some other words come out of my mouth, and I was like, I wasn't going to say that. And people have laughed, and they're like, well, that's weird, because that's the same question I was going to ask you. So sometimes spirits can take, like, over just for that time being and let use your vocal or your eyes to speak what needs to be said, and then they leave. It's almost like that movie Ghost, where the people channel Whoopi Goldberg to go into her, and they take over her body, and they say, "Oh, honey, I love your hair." You know, it's that kind of thing. It's hard to explain, but that has happened to me many times where I got in tongue-tied, and they're like, and people have heard my voice change to where it's not me, it's their loved ones talking through me. My voice either got deeper or softer, so it varies with the, I guess, spirits that are waiting to talk to their loved ones. So sometimes that happens, like if you want to talk to your loved one, if they're here, they'll use me as a channel. That's the best way I can explain it. So without you saying anything, you got your answer.
Yeah. Excuse me. My former boyfriend is wanting me to move in,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a temporary,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, not romantic. How do you see that working out?
Personally, I don't see it well, because the card that just came out would say, admit your true feelings to yourself. If you're honest with yourself, you know what it is that you truly desire. So they're telling me that you might be able to bring, but knowing that he's your ex and then not being romantic, this is what I'm hearing, but I'm not going to exactly say what I heard from another spirit of mine that talks the way they talk. But I'm going to tell you in a more polite way. What the hell am I doing here? Not what exactly what they told me to say, but that's similar to what, but not, they're telling me in a different way. So they're telling me, if you're going to move in with him personally, I was like, what the hell am I even doing here? If we're not together, it's going to be hard for you to be civilized, because you might just be not wanting a relationship. And he says he doesn't know a relationship, but I feel that that's going to change, because since you being there, he's like your roommate, and I feel like he's going to have his eyes on you, and it's going to feel kind of awkward, and you're going to be like, didn't you say that you didn't want a relationship, and now you want to touch me and grab me and hold me and take me here and take me there? That's not what I agreed to. So I feel that that's going to cause issues. So if you're true to yourself, you tell him before you move in, you need to let him know where the boundaries are. And if you stick to your boundaries, stick to them. Don't break them, because that's going to cause a lot of issues and being uncomfortable. So personally, I'm going to tell you the truth. What I see with that, you moving temporarily, I wouldn't do it. If I was in your shoes, I wouldn't do it. But that's just my perspective. I'm just being told to tell you. I'm not going to bullshit and tell you a damn lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. So if I was in your shoes, I would not move in with him. That's a different thing.
Okay. Yeah. It's just temporary. Yeah. Okay, thank you. And we both own that house. Anyway. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Chris.
Okay, thank you,
darling. Yeah, you're welcome.
Where are they? Mm-hmm. It's caught me munching. Oh dear. Okay, you're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. Right, let's see where we've got. He caught me munching. I know, yeah.
I'm munching a bit of chocolate at the moment.
So you'll have to excuse me. Okay. Let's try for Queen again.
Well, I hope you can hear me better this time.
Yeah, I can hear you better. So what's up? Now I can hear you. I was like, I couldn't hear you at first. I was like, what the hell is going on?
What's going on? How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing very well. I mean, I'm actually doing a lot. As you can see, I've been really busy. I'm gonna tell you, it's been insane. Like, I have been just on just doing so much of things, and I feel like, to me, more people are asking of me, and it's just insane because I've gotten so busy doing meetings. I've gotten even to ones that I'm looking for where the guy is missing. So, but it's been good to me. I mean, I can't say that, you know, when I don't need to do readings or anything like that, I'm very relaxed and very content. So I can say I'm happy with where I'm at.
That's beautiful.
Other than that, I've been doing good. But, okay, well, this is what I was told. And I just looked at the card. It says, the card is called Let Go. And it says, as you surrender the need to control, you relaxing energy rapidly attracts your desires. So what you need to do is, whatever you're doing, let go. And need to control and then try to relax. Put some relaxing energy. And rapidly you're going to attract what you want. And it's crazy because this card, it shows like a little girl looking at a bird tree and just, it looks like she's talking to it. So it's kind of weird. Like, I can see you with nature and like talking to the animals and connecting to different types of fairies, different types of birds, and whatever you're doing, you're letting go. And then this, ooh, this is another one. Ooh, I like this card. Ooh, wow. Okay, the second one, it says, be yourself. Okay. When it says be yourself, what I was told, it says that the situation for you is to be authentic self, which is the most basic for your personal power. So just be yourself. And no matter... You know, and I should have listened to the show with you, but I didn't. I'll probably go back to it and listen to it because I do feel that what I was told, just be truthful to yourself. And if you're truthful to yourself, you're going to be truthful to the people that you help, kind of relate to you on a different frequency. Okay? And then also I got the child, children card. It says connecting with children is a part of your life's purpose. So I was told that you're like a teacher, and I feel like you're going to be, you have this ability to be like in a class or speak at a, where there's people and students, that you're going to share your wisdom with them. So that's what I was told, that you're going to be working with children within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Interesting. I do have a speaking engagement coming up. They're not little ones, but I would say they're probably younger than me. And I am a grandmaster teacher of the young, of the very young.
Wow.
It makes me very happy because children are authentic, like you were, you know, saying about me being authentic. And, you know, I'm good. I look forward to having those opportunities again in an environment that is conducive to me and to them, where we're all supported and making that real claim.
And that is true.
Yes.
And it makes a lot of sense because when you connect, it's like you just...
discovered another nest.
You just know...
in one of my buildings. So the birds come every year. Well, they're around me, but they come and one particular species lays eggs in one of my buildings. So that's, you know, I communicate.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Even though I can hear you, but there's a lot of air. I don't know why, but this is something totally new for me, but then it doesn't surprise me. They're telling me that the elements of air has a lot to say what I'm supposed to listen to the air, because the air is like a frequency, especially if, and people need to try this because I've done this and it's, it really scares me. It scares me. What you need to do is get like a box fan, and if you have a window, put it by your window. And if you put it by your window, you'd be surprised what kind of spirits will talk through the frequency of your fan. Even though it's outside, they can talk through it from the outside and through the airwaves of the box fan, because that's like a different frequency. So when they talk to you, they're going to be like, you know, it's going to sound like an echo. Just, I don't know why, but I'm being told that they're already doing that because there's a lot of air around you. So there's a lot of air spirits. So you're going to be using the element of air sooner than what you think is what I was told. That is more of a magical kind of thing. So you're going to be using the element of air a lot. And I see fire, the element of fire and spirit combined together. We're now, see, now that I said that, oh, my God, that's so weird. Okay, when I said the element of air, fire, and spirit, it went off water a little bit. And now I'm hearing the element of air again. So there's a lot of air around you. So spirits are very active around you. Go ahead.
Interesting, because I'm standing here and I'm putting myself with a fan so that I'm bringing air into this vibration. So that's interesting. And it's also making me think of working with my clay, which has been coming in strong, and the element of fire and air is a way of, you probably know this, a way of the ancient way of firing clay, and that's also bringing in earth. So
that makes a lot of sense. So everything is like, it's being validated because I've been told with all that air, and you know what's crazy? I never heard you with any air in the background. So your frequency with different elements, it's elevating. And in my head, I keep seeing a pentacle around you. Once everything is around, I'm seeing you being in a circle, like a circle, and you're the center. And anything outside of that circle, they can't touch you. But anything in the circle, you have all the elements, spirit, water, air, fire, earth. You have all the elements. Anything outside cannot enter that bubble. And it's funny, right when I said that, the air just stopped again. See, now it's starting up again. So what I'm saying is basically the truth of what I'm saying. So spirit, so they have the spirits around you are listening to me, even though there's a lot of air around you, but now, so I guess we didn't need to talk because there's a lot of energy around you, and hopefully everything makes sense, even though I hope you can hear everything I said, but.
It makes sense. I can hear most of what you said, and also Oya, I'm sure you know that energy, the marketplace, the air, and shoe. So I can relate to what you're saying, and I thank you for. I thank you for your service.
You are.
So much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. You're welcome. And anytime, you know, you've always been a good supporter of everywhere I go. But I know that we have good a descendant that protects you from anything evil, so just know that you will always be protected. And you already know who that is, so I'm not going to say her name, but she's always around you.
I feel
that's
that.
That's what I'm told
you. That fragrance on it.
And you know what's crazy? Sometimes I feel her, even though she's not coming to me like solid. She used to come to me in that position before, but lately she's been just telling me that she's got other assignments to help other people because other people order her, you know, and knock on the, you know what I'm saying, they knock on she got stolen, and they asked her, like, can you petition this, can you petition that? So she's everywhere. She's on a different dimension. She crosses different realms. She even comes into realms where they don't exist, but I know that we need to talk more because that is very deep. But we'll talk later, Queen, when we can.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Queen's not sounding too clever there this evening for some reason. This end. I don't know how that sounded to you, Chris, but it was very weak, this end. And something about that, because I'll just take Chris off the mic for just a moment, but when you've got a three-way connection, because obviously we call into the studio from the UK here, and, you know, what happens with radio is that it gives priority to the weakest connection, which is kind of strange how it does that, but it always gives priority to the weakest signal, which means that the other two signals have to feed in to the weakest signal. And what happens is that you cannot push a strong signal through a weak signal, yeah? And this is why you get that distortion. Yeah, so I do apologize for that if you were getting distortion there on that call, but that's how things happen. I want to ask everybody in the call queue, and I should have done this because I was forced to write something down and it wouldn't go out of my head. It kept coming back, and I thought, well, I've got to write this down before it goes away. And it wouldn't go away. And if anybody can tell me what is hydrofoil used for, yeah, hydrofoil, what is it used for?
I've never heard of that, so I don't know what that is. So I was like, what is that?
Well, yeah.
I get a message if I'll...
Okay,
yeah,
but
I'll listen if I get some...
I think somebody in the call queue must know what that means there. I have heard of it. Don't get me wrong, I've heard of it, but I haven't got a clue what it does. I don't know whether it's used in space shuttles or something like that, because it sounds something like that. But... apparently, the person there in question, if they work with this material, they've got to be careful around it for some reason. And the word foil there, Chris, is the part that seems to be the part that they're talking about, because it's like a foil. If it's a foil, then it's like that stuff that you put around a turkey at Christmas, yeah. It's got to be similar to that in some way. But anything metallic is going to attract, radiation, yeah. And it could be this. Wherever you're working, or wherever this person is working, it could be something to do with this material has become contaminated in some way. And that's what I'm feeling. It's become contaminated, and you've got to be careful around it. Because, if you're working in that environment, it could be very dangerous to your health, yeah?
Yeah.
So I don't know who that relates to, but that's the feeling I'm getting around it, yeah. Okay, let's see where we're going. Right, oh, line four's disappeared. I don't know what's happened to it. Okay, line five then, Nasia.
Hello. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I actually called the show years ago, and for some reason today, it had popped up in my mind. I'm like, I wonder if they still have the show going. And lo and behold, you guys had a show for today, so I decided to call in.
Okay. And then, did you have a question? You just going to say it comes out. Okay, well, you know what? Don't ask. Hold on. Well, first of all, they're telling me whom do you need to forgive? And it says, if you release or release old energy or old anger or resentment, you will find that you've been worshipful come true. So that means that there's someone that you're probably going to need to forgive in order to open the doors. Because it's basically that you're kind of like, I've never heard of this, but you're blocking yourself to opportunities. I kind of feel like it's affecting me somehow. And I think it's more of, okay, now that makes sense. They're telling me it's level because you're empathic. So it's like everything around you starts corrupting, which that sounds kind of weird because that's what they're telling me. But in order to change that, you need to get some information, which means get some stick pads and show it like I'm beautiful.
I actually have that. A month ago, I started an affirmation wall because I'm going through a lot of changes. So, yeah.
Okay, love that your confirmation to tell you that Spirit is right with you. So when you do that, they're telling me to tell you that you need to do that more to lift up your spirit because that's what they're saying right now. And you know what's crazy? If I sound kind of disoriented, it's because I'm trying to get these cards because they're telling me that I need to get these other cards. So I'm going to do a shuffle right now. And they're called, these cards are called the Belief and Achieve. And it says intended setting cards. So with you, I'm told to get these, okay? And I haven't touched these in a while. So hold on, let me see what Spirit has it.
Okay.
What it tells me to tell you. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Three, four. Okay, that's the first one that came up when I shuffled. It says, I'm dedicated. They're telling me you need to put that on affirmation. Second, I'm fearless. Okay. Third, I'm moving forward. And fourth, I am strong. So whatever you're going through, these affirmations, it's going to give you to where you're going to move forward because whatever you're dealing with, that you're going to come with full strength and you're going to be fearless of what's going on.
Yeah, I definitely resonate with that.
Okay, so that's what I was told. And it's crazy because these cards are, it's funny that they're telling me to take these words out. These cards are like information, but they're messages too. And it's funny that with you, I was able to take them out, so that just surprises me that they told me to do that. Okay, and then the third message I got, okay, this is another one. This is a different card for my fairy cards. It's telling me to tell you that you got the power. And it says, use your ability to resolve the situation. You can do it. So basically, the spirit world is saying that you can do this. You just need to come out of that funk and get back together and start connecting with the universe. The universe is all around you right now. And it's weird because right now I keep seeing Archangel Gabriel, and he warned that it's good for communication. He's good for psychic ability. He's on a lot of...
I am a writer as well.
Ahead.
I do write. Yeah.
Okay, well then he's a communicator. So if you get telepathic messages, write what you see. And it's crazy because you're giving me more validation. So that tells me that whatever you're doing, you're going to write a book. and
I am writing a book.
Published. You're, I see it being published. Seriously, I can actually see you even going to Barnes & Noble. But before I get to that, I see it going on Amazon. And I want to say, I don't know how far you are into the book, but don't tell me. Okay, hold on. Let me see if they can tell me when they see the book coming out. Hold on. Okay, well, for some reason, I don't know how far you're into it. But if you're almost done, you can be sooner than what I see. But they're giving me an estimate of November.
That's my estimate goal to release the book. Wow.
Okay, well, there you go. So they're telling me that it's coming in November. And it's weird because I keep seeing the word autumn, and I don't know when autumn is, but that's when the shift, the energy is going to change for you, and you're going to be like, I need to get this book. I need to get this book out. You're going to be, like, very anxious and very persistent of putting everything to the fight and focus on this book, because I feel like with the messages that you're doing in that book, I'm being told that people need to see it. Your book needs to be published already. So whatever you're saying in there is very important to people like us. Everyone that does like metaphysics and spirituality. So your book is a little bit of a mixture of everything. Because I'm seeing science.
Oh my God.
I'm seeing a little bit of everything in the book. So it's like a whole book in one. So
yeah.
I want to see, and you know what, if we keep in touch, I will definitely buy that book from you, because I get a very strong energy to it. And it's like, even though the book is not even published, but I feel like you're almost done, like I could see it in my mind, like I could touch it, and it feels like it's got a lot of electricity, like a lot of, when you touch something, you get shocked, that kind of energy. So that means it's got a very spiky spark plug. Okay, that's weird. Why are they telling me that? I have got a spark plug to it. I don't know what that means, but they're telling me it's got a spark plug to it, like an energy to it.
Yes.
So hopefully that resonates with you.
Yes, thank you so much. That definitely resonates with me, and you know, throughout my life, I've been going through a lot of stuff, and that's why I think, you know, the forgiveness and belief has let go. It's just to let go of that, because that has affected my health my entire life, and I'm getting to a point in my journey where I'm ready to release that, but it's just, as I'm releasing it, it's so heavy that it's also still putting me in this funk, because it's like the only way I'm going to get through this is if I face it head on. Like, I can't keep dismissing it or trying to ignore it, because it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere anymore. And it's true, because I've been told that they've been even bugging you in your sleep, because you were writing books that they, and I'm seeing, and it's crazy, because what I'm seeing, you were writing a book, and then at this, there was a time that you were just crying, or you were just like, you felt lost. And then I'm feeling like, almost like in my head, like somebody, you know how like the bed is, and leaning on it, I'm just like, somebody's like pushing it with their hands, and they're like, wake up, you gotta finish it, and you're like, leave me alone. So I was told that the spirits were telling me that you need to get this book out. And then, I don't know why, but is there any chance in the book, is there something about abuse, about being abused as a child?
So, it is a little bit of everything, and one of the things that is going to be in here is about emotional abuse.
Okay, well then I hit it right on the money. So, but before you go, I just want you to know, so you'll know who this is. My name's Chris. I call myself Chris, but everybody calls me Psychic Chris. So if you ever want to get a hold of me, I'll give you my number real quick. I think our time's about up, but I'll give you my number. It's 210 and then 974. 33470.
34470.
34470. So it's 210-974-3470.
Okay,
34470. Yeah, my name is Chris, by the way. And what's your name again?
Nazir.
Oh, I like that name.
So
I
like
Nazir. Wow. Okay, so
yeah, thank you so much.
I'm going to send you, and I was going to send much love to you. And I just want you to know that I'm being told where the church are clapping, and they're like kind of like wanting to cry because they feel like you can share your story with others because there's so much abuse. And I feel like hopefully I don't cry, but I get very sentimental with that because there's a lot of my friends that have been hurt. But just know that your book needs to be reached out. And I see it, like I said, by November. So they're telling me that's the deadline. So keep doing it and keep your attitude and positive. And don't give up on that. Finish that book, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you for calling us.
Take care.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Wow.
I've got to thank Narcia. Narcia being a new caller to the show. And as Narcia said there, I called some years ago, maybe not to this show, but to Chrissy's own show there, and seeing that the guest and recognised that Chris was on air this evening and called in. So that's lovely. And then hearing that we were calling out for donations there, you know, it's wonderful when we get people that don't call by very often actually hearing our call for donations and doing something about it. Because I'm thinking if people that don't call by very often can do it, and Narcia has this evening, then everybody else can. You know, there should really be no excuse to, you know, to show your respect and support for what we do here. And you know, the psychics and mediums that we have with us, they don't get anything. And I honestly wish that I could afford to be able to pay Chris there this evening and all the other psychics and mediums that join us, you know, and give them something back, you know. And you may remember Mickey Vermouche that used to be with us on a Monday. What we used to do there is we used to set the studio up for private readings. And how that worked is on a share. So some of the money would come back in to support the studio, and the rest would go off to the psychic themselves. So that was a good thing. And it would say, and they were based on 30 minutes. So, you know, 30-minute reading. And we were doing them at the time for around $30, I think, something like that. It went quite well because we got through quite a lot of readings there. You know, people wanting private readings. And we can do that again. But, you know, it's on the basis that Chris himself would actually get something back out of it, because Chris giving up 2 hours of his time this evening, and you know, all the psychics and mediums that we have with us here on Psychic Choice Radio give up 2 hours of the time to be with us. Some of them have gone and moved on to do other things, and you know, the ones that are still here, let's say, ladies and gents, they're hard to find. it's very difficult to ask somebody, well, come and spend 2 hours with me for nothing. You know, have you got 2 hours to spare? Well, you're going to think to yourself, and I'm afraid I do the same. If somebody asks me to spare 2 hours of my time to do something, I'm thinking like, well, what's in it for me? You know, it's human nature there, ladies and gents, you know, to think that way. What do I get out of it? And I should say, the honestly satisfaction that I know Chris and the psychics and mediums that we have here on Psychic Choice Radio get out of it is the satisfaction of being here and the satisfaction of actually, you know, being able to reach out to you and being able to read for you. That's, you know, that's a great joy to be able to do that, you know. So, you know, these people are very blessed in what they do, you know. So a little bit of appreciation there goes a long way. And can I say there that the only other person that has actually stuck a donation in there this evening is Chris himself. Now, it's just wonderful when the actual readers themselves do that, because they have no need to. Queen very often throws a donation our way as well. And Queen has, you know, helped us many, many times here on the station. So, you know, and reading now on last night's show, and maybe again next week, but checking her diary for that one, because very busy lady. I have to say, well, we've got time to say it, because we've got just one person there at the moment, and we don't want to keep them holding for too long before going to the reading, but we're hoping that we'll get some more callers in. We're going to take a little break before going to Kerry, who's sitting there patiently. But I just want to say that Kelly Jo this Sunday has sent me a message to say that there's hurricanes heading their way in her part of the state, and she may not be able to join us this week. So she's not, she hasn't messaged me back thus far, and from what I can make of it, she's not taking the risk, because she doesn't want to disappoint anybody by losing the connection halfway through. So, you know, not taking the risk there. Should be back with us hopefully on the 22nd. So we lose Kelly for a week there, because you know, I think hurricanes when they hit can knock out all sorts of electrical equipment. So you know, rather than take the risk. Right then, we'll take a little break. Kerry, I know that you've been very patient there, but you're our only person there at the minute. So if you just bear with me, and then we will come back to you. Well, I don't know whether it's too late for me at 66 years of age to buy a pair of roller skates, but I think I'm going to have to invest in some for my hallway, because a bit of a rush back there. yeah, let's just say my closet is at the end of the hallway, and you know, I made the race from where I sit here in the studio room down the hallway and just got back in the nick of time there you go. Stop laughing. Right, okay, let's see where we are. Bring Chris back. Oh, we have gained one at least. Oh, it just shows what the music can do. Okay, right, so we've got Kerry and we've got a 919 following there. That will screen in just a moment. So let's bring Chris back in and say hello to Kerry.
Hi. I was just going to say, can you before we go with her?
Hi, Chris. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. What I was going to say, I'm doing fine. Ken, I was going to say, I know you put me on mute. I just wanted to say that what you said about you wish you could pay the psychic back that you know, that you have on your desk. But I'm going to tell you from my behalf, you don't have to pay me. It was, to me, it's just an honor and just sharing out myself to others. And I see it as that tenfold. I believe that God is going to bless me in a way to where I just see it like it's kind of, I give my time, you know, 2 hours, you know, because a lot of people expect something. But to me, everyone that knows me, that, you know, when I do these shows, it's for, you know, of course, others and reach out and knowing that we are here to help. And for Ken, I'm just going to tell you right now, whatever I give you or whatever anybody gives you out of all the psychics, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't owe me a damn dime, okay? So just being on the show is good enough for me. So I just wanted to share that with you. So hi, Terry. What's up, girl?
Hello? Oh, hey,
hello?
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Hey,
I just wanted
you?
To
speak
to Ken. I know that. I'm doing fine. So, how have you been?
Not bad in yourself.
I've been doing pretty good. I'm happy, you know, and like I said, I'm helping others. And, girl, I've been busy. I've been busy.
I can imagine.
But, yes, I'm getting more calls, and that's more private reading for me. And, you know, to me, it's not so much of the money. But to me, when I can help people, you know, when I can, and then if it's something really that they need to be removed, then they'll say, well, pay you for this. And I tell them, you can pay me with what you can. I won't expect, you know, millions, you know. So, but, oh, it's been pretty good. I've been busy, Terry, but how have you been? You been okay?
Oh, yes. I can't complain. Yes, yes. So, yes. So everything is going good on my end. I have no complaints. I'm actually happier. So I touch the legal case goes in on Monday. I spoke with the the legal matter is going to be happening on Monday. That's how I'm going to leave it, and I'm very optimistic about everything. Completely optimistic
mm-hmm.
about everything.
Yeah.
So my question, So I'm happy. So my question is this. So I did a reading about my love life. And there's the
mm-hmm.
the 13 months. It's a 10 to 14 month wait card. I have no
mm-hmm.
problems with that. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm only going to stick with the tarot cards. What they tell me on this, because because I'm going to be completely busy. And when it comes to my love life, I guess they would be within that 10 to 14 month frame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it so be bad. Okay.
No, it without. Well, I was told to do it the time that when you feel it's right to you, and then they're telling me that your wish is granted. So So whatever you are asking for, it's going to come true. It's going to benefit you. Once you get this legal matter out, that's one problem out the door. And then just, you know what was so weird? And I don't know if, I was going to ask you, do you have like a Catholic church by where you live?
Yeah, actually a few different churches, yes. A few different churches in the area, uh-huh.
Okay, well, I don't know why I'm being told this. This is something, I guess, that the universe has a funny way of doing it. I don't know who you pray to, but that's none of my concern. But for some reason, I keep seeing Mother Mary in my head. And if you're praying to everyone, including God, Jesus Christ, you know, Mother Mary, and, you know, all the saints, whoever you're praying to, I keep being told that she wants flowers, red roses, in front of her. And that'd be just good enough.
Okay.
And that's almost like a petition of being thankful for your blessings. And I'm being told that she's there to protect you. And you can say that you can pray to her if you want to, because she's very good. That brings a lot of protection. She's for blessings. She's good for everything. She's for everything in general. But I kept seeing her in my head. And then I kept seeing the church. And I'm thinking, what do I keep seeing the church for? And then I was like, this. I think everything is basically what I see is more spirituality, and every message is a message in itself. But you know, give her roses, it can be, and it's weird because I'm seeing, hold on. Okay, she likes red and she likes all roses, white if they have any, or even pink. It's very, very true to your petition, whatever you're doing, because I'm being told whatever you're doing is working for you, okay? The other thing, while you're there, I want you to get some holy water. And and if you can have maybe a store that has maybe a magical oil. If you can't find protection oil, then you can get cinnamon or even, I was going to say something else. The spirit is trying to talk to me. I was going to say vanilla and just spray it into all around you. In case if you don't have protection oil, I would say just spray it just to give thanks and to keep everything protected. Now, if you don't want to do that, just putting holy water is good enough and just sprinkle it all around and just say just protect me from, you know, from this hard time of the case. And I don't know, did you get that root that I told you the last time I talked to you or no?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you want to put it in a pouch, and carry it with you. I know they're probably going to tell you when you go into the courthouse, if they want you to get a verdict like in person, I would say just put it in your purse and just have it with you when you go to court, because I'm seeing everything in your favor. They might give you a little bit of a hassle because they're going to be like trying to find you, like, no, this is not true. But just like you said, just keep your prayers and just be very optimistic about it, and I see a good outcome. I don't see anything negative. Now, if you have any doubt, try not to put that energy into court or wherever you're going to meet them. Just be very, just pray. And I'm being told to even if you want to even pray at the church while you're leaving the roses for her and getting some holy water, I would say just to pray, because you know how everything now is closed up, so they can't, will not let you because of the social distancing. So the church is closed, and they have like a little statue outside. I would say just to pray to her outside. Because over here, we have a church where they have a statue in the back, but it's like protected, and it's got like a little altar, and you can leave flowers, and I've even seen candles left there at the church that we go to. So I don't know why I'm mentioning that, but I'm being told that maybe she might want a candle of hers out there. So the day you go to court, you'll have everything in your favor. Because I do feel that there might be people that are going to try to knock you down. But personally, I don't see them succeeding. And it's funny because... Go ahead.
I said they can't. I have everything in the bag. I don't have no doubt in my mind that I'm going to lose this case. I have every doubt in my mind that I'm going to win. I can see it. So I'm not going to be overconfident, but I have. But I know I'm going in there with a good attitude, a very good attitude.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and just be more. And I would say just be more just very, like, optimistic about it, and you should be fine. I don't see anything that you need to be concerned about. And then as far as, like, the question you were asking, I would say just wait till later. Wait till later when you do that thing. I would say just wait till later to do it, is what I'm being told. So.
Okay.
Nothing.
And then once I...
Oh, go ahead. I'm letting you talk. I wasn't saying nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, so once this 10 to 14-month period is over, I won't have any problems in my love life. All the negative people will be gone, correct? Because I pick up
yes,
the energy.
Ma'am.
I can't have a relationship. Oh, thank God. I'd rather for them to go. Because being that I'm empathic, pick up my grandmother's energy. And when I did the reading,
mm-hmm.
I was told to wait until, like, you know, next August. And I was like, why? And it was like, just wait until next August. But I can see my grandmother saying happy birthday, and she's cheering and everything. So being that she's crossed over, and if that's what she says to wait, then I'm going to wait until next, you know, after I know that everything will be in place for me anytime after August.
Mm-hmm.
But all the bad people are going to be gone. That's all I know. Or both ends.
Yes,
my
yeah.
End.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do
oh,
see that. So now that all you need to do is just put a little bit of boundaries around you before you go about the holy water, and then if you can get some roses or buy some from a store and just put them in front of, you can even put them in front of, actually I don't know how it is over there with a church, but if there is no statues outside, then just put it somewhere where you'll be guided to know where to put it. Because we do have a, like I said, we have a statue where we put it. You know, we enjoy different things. So if you do that, everything should be fine. And I see good things coming in.
Right,
once you get this part of the legal, once you get this legal issue, you're fine. Everything's going to get back to normal is what I would call it.
Okay. But, yeah, because the thing is with the love life, I know if I date, it's not us, period. It's the people that will be around us that do not want us
mm-hmm.
to be happy. So rather than fight with all those energies, I have other things that I have to do. So once all of that stuff is out the way, I'll be happy to date. I am in no rush. If I can date right now, I would,
yeah.
But I can't because I have too many different things that I need to do. All right, so I have a little bit more growing and, you know, a little bit more growing up.
Yeah.
So that works
you
best.
Be fine. Yeah. And I'm happy that you actually got the T-shirt. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Okay,
we'll keep in touch.
I just wanted to make sure that I'm not crazy because, you know, I always need someone to, you know, help me with my, being that I'm empathic, to help me, you know, to help me with the visions that I see. So I'm not going backwards. I'm not thinking about anything anymore. I'm only going forward.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Me too. And Ken, I hope you heard what I said.
Thank you,
Ken. I really do mean that.
I heard what you said there. And, you know, because out of appreciation for Chris taking the next call, we mute up the microphone here. What we've done recently, ladies and gents, is that we are using two microphones now, meaning that it's kind of, we mute the main microphone in the studio and then we come in through a separate browser, which gives us like a separate microphone. And it means that because we can then be in the call queue as a caller, and it's easier, and we don't get that voiceover from the main microphone to the reader. And it seems to work better. But can I just remind people, please, when you start a call, it seems to be perfect. Yeah. And what I've noticed is that people are switching over to speakerphone halfway through the call. Now, that really must annoy Chris, because I know it annoys my ears this end when I have to listen to it. And what we get is all bubbles and squeaks, yeah? So please do remember, do not switch over to speakerphone halfway through your call, please. Yeah? So, okay. Right, let's see where we are then. Sandra.
Hello, thank you for taking the call.
Nice to meet you.
Great. I have a question, and it's regarding career. I'm just tired of where I'm working, and I'm trying to keep myself together, but my manager is, I don't know what her problem is. I really don't. And at this point, I really don't care about what her issues are. I'm just ready to go. And I'm just calling. Do you see a new career opportunity coming soon? Because I'm trying not to quit, because I can't afford to quit. But
well, the only thing I was going to say is that I connect. I don't know how I did. I just do. I was shuffling. And the current spiritual teacher came out. It's telling me that your life purpose is teaching others and about healing and spirituality. I feel like where you're at, I know that you can't quit. That's your, that's what they call it, that bread and butter. But I would say to during your off times when you're not, see if you can find something that goes within what I'm seeing. Because I see like a spiritual teacher, it can be like a, like a physical teacher, a school teacher, a teacher's aide, a psychiatrist, okay? I'm being told that something within those boundaries, even with something that would give knowledge and wisdom, I feel like for some reason they're telling me that you're in the wrong field. And whatever the boss's problem is, I guess they have their own issues, so it's kind of like it's not really your problem, but she's taking it out on you. But I feel like you need to get out of that toxic environment and need to put yourself in the metaphysical, in the metaphysical environment to where you're more appreciated. Yes, you might still have haters, but you won't have to be dealing with it. So they're basically saying self-employed. And but you try to start off from the bottom and work your way up. It's what they're seeing.
I was just going to say, so no new career opportunities to get away from this just right away, because I mean I want to quit now and I can't. I mean, when I say quit, I just want to send her an email right this minute and say I quit, but I can't afford that.
Yeah, you can't, because with the, it's hard to even get a job, even if you do. But I would say once you find something that resonates with you, you're going to give her that 2 weeks notice. But just make sure that you have that other job on the palm of your hand and that you have it, like you know you have it. So. And it's weird because what I'm seeing is I want to see like a store that I'm seeing that sells crystals. I'm seeing a store that sells stones. I can even see even you even doing cards there, like guiding people into what their spiritual mission is. And I see you doing like working there, and you're going to be making either tips or for people to talk to you and give them your time and energy. I feel that you would be more content if you were on our, if you were on this side of the table. Like if you were doing something that what I would be doing, I think you would get more like advertisement by doing yourself, like promoting yourself on radio. And then if something else comes, like other opportunities, then I would say take it. But for the meantime, just see if something resonates. Because I keep seeing something like a store where people can help. I don't know why, but I feel like you're a natural healer. And I feel like with this kind of career where you're working at, it doesn't feel right to me. And it could either be that, or you can even be in the medical field if you want to, because you're still doing healing, but it's more of helping people in that aspect. But if you feel like go ahead.
I have a background in healthcare, and this company, where it does have some level of healthcare, still not what I've done before. So, yeah, my background is in healthcare, so that makes sense to me. Yeah. I recently applied for a position, actually just the other day, a friend of mine that works for a company, she referred me, and I got the notice, this referral, and it is in healthcare as well. So, just wondering if that could be what you're feeling, because like I said, she sent the referral over to the hiring manager on my behalf, and I did apply for it. So
it's crazy because I see you with what you're doing, no matter if it's in the medical field, I see that you would help and you would get some kind of spiritual teaching there. It's almost like, you know what's weird? I keep seeing the word rehab. So you'd be in that kind of aspect, helping people to not give up and give some kind of encouragement, because I do feel through your throat chakra, because of your voice, I feel you'd be perfect for that job, the one that you're being referred to, because I do feel that this person that referred you feels like she knows something about you that you haven't even brought out. And I feel that this person is very intuitive. So for her to do that, I feel like she sees something. She doesn't tell you, but I see that whoever this person is knows you're very gifted. And I feel that you will get this job. I want to say within a couple of weeks, I would say, as soon as you fill it out, I see you working probably within the next week or so. If you do that, and then you can get the 2 weeks notice, and you could say goodbye to the toxic energy, because you feel that you're not appreciated at all. And
so I'm not wrong what I'm feeling. I'm not being overly sensitive. There is actually something. The energy there is very bad, correct?
Yes, ma'am. There is kind of like a toxic energy. I feel like, I don't know if it's just her, but it's weird because my head, right now as I'm talking to you, my head hurts.
Okay,
I'm getting a headache.
Yeah.
And I actually want to say that there's something that people are still working there, but I feel like people get migraines or just all of a sudden fatigue or get this weird headache. So I'm not just saying it's the employer, but I want to say it's a location. There's something there. And I feel like it's very... It's like evil, kind of like it's destruction. There's something about that location that doesn't sit right with me. I don't know if it's the land or what it was built around it before the building is even there. But I feel like you need to get out. But just see how sooner you can get that other job, because I think you would be more happier and more respected as a person and as a human being.
Thank you. I thought it was just me. Because my headaches start. It's crazy. I just knew I was not losing my mind with this energy. Although this energy does make me feel like there's something wrong with me. What am I missing? What am I not doing right? And I'm like, no, I didn't think it was just me alone. I take responsibility for anything that I do, but I kept thinking, this manager is just different. Something is not right. The energy is not right.
Mm-mm. You know what I kind of feel, too? I don't know if you would say that, but I feel like it's more of that behind closed doors, she does a lot of magic. It's hard to she doesn't like, and that's what I'm feeling. And I feel that with her putting that energy, she made the environment very toxic. Because I feel like for some reason, I'm seeing a hallway in my head, and I feel like as I'm walking the hallway, I feel like I want to vomit. Mm-hmm. Like the whole building seems wrong. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel right to me. So you're not wrong about
Thank
what you're
you
feeling
so
because
much.
When I talked to you, I did get a headache. So you're right on point.
Okay. Ooh, thank you. Okay, I appreciate this. Thank you so much, Ken. I appreciate it for the time.
Thank you, Sandra.
You're welcome.
There is such a thing, and scientists have actually hit on this many times. There's such a thing as sick building syndrome, yeah? And you can feel that. I used to get it. They actually built the Birmingham International Convention Centre over another site. And the site used to be owned by gypsies, yeah? So the site was always like fairground people and that kind of thing, yeah? And fairs were held in that part of the city. So they went and built over that ground. And every time you went underground down to the lower basement, there was a horrible feeling, you know. The lower basement went out onto the canal side, you know, and there's a terrible eerie feeling down there, yeah. But there you go. It's happened. Yeah.
That's insane, Ken, because as you were telling me that, Ken, as you were sharing that, all of a sudden my stomach started hurting, so I feel like you would get nauseated when you would go down there. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah. It's like, what do you call it? I'll tell you, the feeling that I used to get a lot there was, you know, like when you have a neuralgia, yeah? And you get that type of... And it's almost as though somebody's got electric wires to your head, sort of thing, yeah. And they're feeding electricity into you, and it's that kind of feeling. It's a very strange feeling, and it's an unearthly feeling. Let's just say, it feels very. And it does actually make you physically ill, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's what I felt, too, when you were talking about it. It's weird. Okay. I just feel like whatever that building had, I want to say, like, hidden secrets or hidden passages, like hidden doorways.
Yeah, exactly.
And it feels like, to me, like, I felt like I just wasn't alone. That's the way that I see it. The way that you're describing it to me, it just seems very unsettled. And I was going to ask you a question, too, now that you're talking about this building. By any chance, that this building, was it built on either cemetery ground or in the burial ground that you know of?
Possible graveyards that were probably there a long time before, so I think there's a lot of because there's a lot of mystery around that place, and people used to go missing, and they could never be found. And I got an idea that they're buried in cellars under the ground, sort of thing, yeah? and that type of thing, because, you know, if you go back to the 17th, 18th century, that type of thing went on very much. And, you know, there was a lot of the crimes that were created during those times were, if you read through your history book, British history and American history for that matter, you know, is reading through the history books and seeing what the times were like. And no wonder they were called medieval time, because, you know, it's like, yeah, I think the word evil comes in more than the medie. because it's like, yeah, there were very dark times, you know. People were doing some very strange things there. And people used to get buried in some strange places, yeah. There is a lot of energy around them sort of places, you know, a lot of dark energy, I would say. And it's not always pleasant energy, you know. You can feel it the minute you go to these places. Right then, you wouldn't believe this, Chris, but at this time of night, we've been joined by three other people. We've only got 14 minutes to go. Right then, we're going to get on with it. Keisha.
Hello?
Okay, that was weird.
Hello?
Okay, I don't know where Ken went. That was so weird. I couldn't even hear you, Ken, for like a second. You were just buffering real bad, and I think it was because of the location that we were talking about, Ken. So I would say we shouldn't talk about it, because you were like coming all like you were talking and the words were skipping. So I'm being told that that area is very active, and I'm not going to talk about it no more, because my ear all of a sudden starts to hurt. So we're just changing the subject, Ken. But anyways, how can I help you?
I was just wondering if I could have like a general reading.
Okay, I can't hear you because you're starting to come up muffled. Okay, say it again. I didn't hear you.
Can I have a general reading?
Okay, right now, I don't know why, but it's kind of like you're talking, but I hear you like skipping, like the words are skipping. I can't, hopefully, maybe you know what, we're going to do some shielding right now, because something doesn't want to.
No.
Hold on, I'll just close my eyes. I'll just close my eyes for a second. Hold on.
Hello?
Okay, let me see if I can hear you. You still sound kind of muffled. I don't know what's going on. I guess when we talked about that location, it just started messing with the vocal now, with the vocal. So I don't know what's going on. Okay, try to talk again.
Is that better? Is that better? Hello?
Okay, try that. Okay, I heard, all I heard was the word better. I couldn't make out what you were saying. Okay, try to talk, and I'll see if I can hear the best that I can hear.
What is that dog?
Okay,
hello?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. All right, I just wanted a general reading.
So what do you mean? I can't hear because there's so much noise in the background.
Is that better?
Yeah, there's just too much noise in the background. Okay. Okay. First of all, what I was told to tell you, they're telling me to use try to not control what is not controlled, and then they're telling me to tell you that if you do let go, the doors were open, so they're telling me easy does it. So you got to kind of do things, kind of like take time, okay? And then they're also,
okay,
the word autumn came up. So they're telling me in the fall season that everything comes together and you were really wonderful, harness of abundance. I'm being told that everything in the fall, the autumn time is going to be coming. And I'm seeing that they're telling me that everything rapidly is going to be coming to you. So I'm being told that there's going to be some major money that you were owed, that you're going to get tons of money and abundance. So I'm being told that in the fall time of autumn, which would be, if I think it's about October, I think, if I remember right. I'm not really sure what autumn is, but I want to say it's in October. I'm not really too sure, but I'm being told in the autumn is when I see that.
Okay.
And then they say that your desire is within you. So what they're saying is that have faith, and if everything is in your favor. So all you're going to do is just believe, because I'm being told whatever you're waiting on is within reach. It's basically patience. And then as it being patient, you're going to put some initiative to it to make it come to you faster. If you want it to come to you faster, you can, but you're going to put that out to the universe and be more specific on, like, how you want it and how you want it done. But you got to be very precise. And in other words, get some affirmation for, like, kind of like how you want it, like how you want things to manifest. So they're telling me to tell you that if you choose this and you write it, like, it's going to seem like a spell that you're going to be doing, but you're going to put your intention in paper. But they're telling me for you to write it with a red ink. And when you write it, you write what you want. And then at the bottom of it, you sit, so blessed be or mote it be or however you want to put it. And then you just fold it towards you and say, this is what I want and this is what I need. And then you just do it like that. And it should manifest. And then for some reason, I don't know why, but the last call that I got was marriage. So they're telling me that there's going to be a celebration. So there is kind of like that love is coming to you, or if you're already married, I do feel that things are going to be coming your way. So there's going to be a lot of blessings coming to you. So I'm seeing a lot of good energy around you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, I'll take it. Okay. Thank you so much.
You. Yeah.
It does. Yeah, it does. All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
You too. Okay, that was weird. That was so weird. When are you there? Did you have a question?
Hello? Have we finished up with that one, Chris? Yes,
because I was looking for you because when you were
talking,
looking out bad. And then after that, I couldn't hear until, like, I don't know what she did, but then I gave her the reading, so we're done.
Right. I didn't realize we'd actually finished. Okay. Thank you, Keisha. Right. Okay. Right. Now I need to pay more attention. Okay. Right. We've got two more people. Are you happy to carry on?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Ashley's going to be first then, and then Stacey. So, Ashley.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Can you hear me?
Okay, huh? Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, this is me. How are you?
Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Who?
Ashley. Well, that's
from where?
Georgia, Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to meet you.
Hey. I was just calling to see what did you get about my love life.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so right now when I flip the cards, well, I was basically that there's going to be whatever your answers are, it's going to be in the winter time. But if you do it sooner, it can manifest. So they're telling me that the winter time, the answer to your prayers and the informations are fully realized in the winter time. So if you do it, it can happen sooner than what I'm seeing. It can happen sooner than December, because I'm seeing November, mid-November, December time frame. So I see that a relationship will be starting to blossom and starting to come. And then they're telling me that an old weight or an old habit is lifted from you in your life. So they're telling me that debit or something that you paid is paid off. So now that that's out of the way, coming your way. So there was a lot of obstacles around you that was kind of like blocking you from, I guess, like blossoming like a flower is what they're telling me to tell you. So if you put that energy out there, it would be perfect. So they're saying that the perfect timing right now is for you to move forward. So they're saying that this is the perfect time for you to move forward. So once you let go of whatever issues you dealt with before you started asking about your love life, I think if you let go and you put affirmations and say, I'm blessed, I'm loved, and I'm going to be loved, you put that out there, the universe will bring you that person. And I actually feel
okay,
that this person can be very...
Really quickly, you said that it was a debt paid off?
Yes, or some old habit that I keep seeing. Like it's kind of like stopped you from growing, whatever it was.
Okay.
And then whatever that has to deal with, that door is closed and another door is opening. So I'm seeing like November, December time frame that you'll probably be already involved with somebody. So it could be sooner than what I'm seeing, but
is this somebody new? And what about the person that lives far away?
This person, I feel like for some reason, I feel like you're interested, but that person is not putting the same effort as you are. They're like needing help, but it's not like fully. And I feel that this new person will be probably better for you. I know it's just a part of waiting because I just feel like you kind of question this relationship, the one that's distant. So I kind of feel like you just kind of like you kind of question, is he the right one for me? Because you feel like even though the one that's further away, I feel like you feel like he's right for you. But a part of you kind of like doubts your own judgment. So what I've been told is that you need to trust your judgment more than what your mind is going through. I said you have to follow what your heart tells you, and your heart's not going to lie to you. So just go with what you feel, because I just feel that that person's coming, and that person long distance, I feel like it's okay, but it's not, I don't see it like if you stayed with him, I don't see it like forever. I see it short term.
Okay. And what about, I found a school. I wanted to know if this was the right school to go to. It starts with a C? C-H?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the right school for me to go to?
Okay, hold on. Let's see what they're telling me. So C-H, the right school to go to. Okay, right now they're telling me.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. My phone
was racing. No, it's because they're talking to me. I'm staying kind of quiet right now. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm being told, yes, that is the right school for you.
Okay. Should I start at the end of the month or in January?
Start at the end of the month or in January. Okay. Well, that's kind of weird because I do feel that if you start now, you might need that person in college or when you're studying. So it kind of makes sense with what I said with the winter time. So if you start now, you might be already talking to somebody and dating. But if you wait till January, it still will be the same. The only thing is that person, you're barely going to start to know each other. So you're going to have to like get more time to try to make things work faster because I'm seeing the winter time. And the winter can be from November all the way to February. But it really depends on what feels right to you. But I'm being told if you do it now, it spares you the time to to meet that person because I'm being told that someone's going to be talking to you and you're going to get to, like, know and spend time together. So so before December or November comes, you'll be already, like, more or less dating. And then by December, you'll be already, like, together and you'll have trust. So if you do it now, it might be a little bit faster. But depending on your budget, if you cannot do it now because, you know, the college and how many courses you are taking, so you really have to focus on your budget. That's going to give you the best answer that I can give you. You have to focus on your money situation about going to college. If you have enough to go through the whole semester, then you can do it right now. But if it's kind of, like, limited, then I would wait till, like, October, and then things will probably speed up if you want to.
Okay. And what about finding a new job? Do you see me getting something new? From where I'm at right now?
I see growth. I see probably a promotion that I do see, but it's going to probably, you're going to be elevated. That's what I see. If you stick to the job, you might just get promoted and then you're going to go higher, that you're not going to be working there. They're going to promote you to another office or another building. So if you stick around, I see a promotion.
How long do you see it? Like, how long is the wait?
I would say like a month is what they're telling me. I'm seeing about a month. So, yeah, about a month. So I'm thinking, I don't know if they're counting this month, but I keep seeing September. And then it's like right around the corner because August is almost finished. Not quite, but it's kind of like in the middle of the month. So it might be around like the beginning of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see me same spot and getting a promotion.
Yes.
Nothing new or extra, like part-time? Because I am trying to get my money together for school.
Well, I see that if you stick around, I see that you will be there. I don't see anything new. I just see if you stick around, you will get a promotion.
Can they,
and probably
well, will they pay for nursing? Can they pay for nursing
they
school?
What?
Pay for nursing school?
Now, that I wouldn't know. It depends on what kind of a engagement you engagement that you're dealing with. If they're able to do it, they might be able to pay their first semester if you're lucky. If not, they're going to say, well, we don't do that. We're here for your career. But if they say a scholarship, because I'm seeing a scholarship, so the scholarship might just pay it for you. Because I'm seeing a scholarship.
Okay.
So they might just pay through the scholarship.
Well, thank
okay.
you. That's all my questions.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Ashley. Okay. So we're in a little bit of extra time here, but we don't mind. Okay. Stacey.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
And nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. What's
you
up?
You as well. I'm calling. What do you see coming up for me within the next 4 months, please?
The next 4 months? Hold on. 4 months. Hold on. Why? Okay. Okay, first of all, okay, that's weird. I see that you're going to be doing pretty good and you're going to be paying bills is what I'm seeing. And I see, like, for some reason, hold on. I see, like, a lot of good things coming in the wintertime. I want to say for some reason, hold on, because they're trying to talk to me. Everybody's trying to talk to me right now. Okay, for some reason, I don't know why I see October. But I see a lot of agreements and perfect timing. So I do feel that you're going to be getting ready. where you're supposed to be, and I couldn't see like a personal website or working on a page that you're going to try to grow, and then you're going to try to have other workers on it. And it feels like you're going to be like an admin or a person that's going to be helping people and grow. It's almost like a teacher, so to speak. And you're going to be doing healing with that. That's what I was told.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hold on, let me see what else we have here. Because I was trying to connect to the energy. And then they said that the food cart came out too. So they're telling me that. Don't let people judge the book by its cover. Because some people kind of, I guess, misjudge you. And they feel like they think that you don't have the potential to grow, but you do. And then I see like a medical person that is very good in the medical field and shares that knowledge. And it's crazy because I see a medical intuitive. That person that's very good in what they do. And then the Lover's card, ooh, this is interesting. The Lover's card came up, so it's telling me that the lovers are, there's going to be a lot of spice in your love life, and it's going to increase, and things are going to get better now.
So you said you've seen an admin position?
Yes, like an admin, yes, that's what I'm seeing, yes.
Okay. And when you see that coming through.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do, hold on. Okay, when they said October, they said November. So you're going to be doing multiple things, is what I'm seeing. So you're going to be doing multiple things. Like you're going to be doing like 4 or 5 things at one time. But I do feel that you have the flexibility to do it because I feel like you're already in the field. And I feel like with me, they're telling me that your emotion of healing of the heart heals the old emotional pain. And if you heal from that, you're going to heal other people. So there's going to be new blessings coming the way. But if you just let go of all the old things, and if you forgive the other people,
mm-hmm.
then things will grow for you. So I'm being told that you're going to be emotionally healing and healed if you let go of this chapter of your life. And it's weird because for some reason I keep seeing a book or like a story being told, and I see that little, I guess I want to say like a news article, and reaching out to people. So it should be like an article or some kind of healing that you're going to reach out to people with this article.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Does it make sense?
Yes, does it make sense to you? Does it resonate?
Okay. All right. Let me say, okay. The admin is true. I'm in school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to graduate in December.
Wow.
I have to go in front of a committee to do my final presentation and my exit interview. So that is true.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So you hit it on the head.
There you go. Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
I'm doing the management administration, business administration and management in the health, concentration in the health care. So you got those right.
Wow, that's amazing. So I just wanted to say, congratulations
yeah.
to your new chapter. And it makes sense because now.
Yes, it does.
And then about
and
that
then
book,
the love
I don't
thing,
why.
I don't know exactly where that's going, but that's long distance. So, you know, it's hidden, but I don't know exactly. It's somebody from the past that wants to resurrect, so I don't know how, but
yes.
You said you see that heating up, so.
Well, it might heat up, or he's probably interested, but I feel that if you don't trust him, or there's, like, things that you need to let go of.
No, I still have my, yeah, once bitten, twice shy.
Well, I just feel that if you want to, you can go for it. But I would say just to be careful. That's the best advice I can give you. Because it's long distance. So I would say just focus on your career. Because I just feel that you're very, okay, that was weird. They're telling me that you're family-oriented, very family, that like you're a person that's very dedicated to your
career.
Yeah,
but I'm like having some family, it's some family issues going on, and it's distant, and it's like I don't know exactly what transpired, if I did something wrong, but it's just kind of cold right now. With some family relations, I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know what I see? I see like you've grown, and I feel like there's envy within your own blood. They might not
judge you. I feel that.
So that's probably what it is, that they hold it against you, because I don't know why, but I got the word black sheep. I don't know why. I don't know what the hell
that
means.
You got that right, too. I'm like labeled like that, yeah.
So I would say that you came out from, okay, that was weird. I don't know why they're saying, you came out from the woodwork. This is what they're telling you. You came out from the woodwork, from the person that people never thought that you were amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you have proved them wrong. And the people that thought, their mouth is open like, oh, shit, like she made it. So now they kind of like have this resentment of, they wanted you not to succeed, and now that you're standing on your own 2 feet, there are a lot of family issues that I see that they just, like, I don't know, it's complicated, but I'm seeing a lot of complications, but I just
They don't say anything, but the atmosphere is so cold, you don't get a call back, it's so distant, and you can't help but like, okay, all right then, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but just, you know what I was told, just focus on you and do what makes you happy. What I'm being told is that don't be like a people pleaser. And I feel like you've always been a family person that tries to make everybody talk.
Yeah.
So I've been told you need to stop doing that and just focus on you. And if they're there, meant to be in your life. So that's what I was told. You need to focus on yourself. And that's exactly what you're doing. And thank you for the validation.
That's what I've learned to do. Yeah.
Well, I see a lot of good things coming for you. Now, as far as the relationship, I don't know why, but I kind of feel like there's some kind of spiciness, even though he's long distance, but there might be some kind of choice that you're going to have to make to decide if you're going to take that step. And if not, I see that even if you don't take that step with that ex or someone that you were with, I feel that you're going to have men coming in your life anyway. So you have a lot of people in line wanting to talk to you. They're just having came up to you because you're very, they look to you like very intimidating or very well career driven. So a lot of guys are not used to that kind of woman. So I think that some of the men that are around or onto you, they're very kind of like, it's just that career driven in her. So they find it like new for them. So if you don't deal with the long distance, you're going to have men come to you anyway. So it's your choice what you want to do. Okay?
Okay.
And
good.
Good luck
Thank
in your
you.
Career and congratulations to your career.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
And blessings. You're welcome.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you for staying, Stacey. Tracy, I was nearly going to call you then. I do know a Tracy as well. Yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it? Because, you know, it's just a, somebody I know called Tracy. Yeah. Just take the S off. You know, in England, we normally drop our H's, but we seldomly drop our S's. You know? Yeah. Right. So until we do it all again next week, then, Chris, I'll...
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken, as always. And like I said, you don't owe me nothing. Just the fact that I'm on here reaching out to people is good enough for me.
Wonderful. And have yourself a good weekend there, Chris, and we'll do it all again next week, yeah?
Yes, sir. And God bless you all, guys. And safe and wear that mask.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Most definitely. Okay. Yes, and you know, wearing your mask there is still a big thing. In the UK at the moment, it's been dropped in a lot of places, you know, and still public places are still saying it, you know, when you get on a bus and public transport, and you know, the Prime Minister here has left it very open to people to make their own choice, but then there is still new waves coming in all the time, and the danger is still very prominent there. Yeah, so I would strongly say there, you know, just keep safe, because this is not going to go anywhere. It's not going away. It's going to be around for a long time, you know, and it's a bit like a glorified flu epidemic, if you will, but it's a bit stronger than that. And you know, it's done more damage than any flu virus ever could. So, you know. Okay, until we meet on Monday evening now, I don't feel we have a show on Sunday. We haven't got one tomorrow because anybody to do Saturdays at the moment. Kelly is going to try and join me on Sunday if she can, and we will put a show up for you there if Kelly gets back to me. If she doesn't, then it's because there's a hurricane heading that way, yeah, and she doesn't want to disappoint you by getting knocked off the air halfway through the show. So hopefully the following week things will be back to normal. Right then, we're going to play out with something. It's a little something, very just kind of quick. So what can we do? Yeah, okay. Something we haven't played in a while, perhaps. So let's have a look what we got. Because it needs to be kind of short for you, doesn't it? And I think we'll have this one.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she'd bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of the sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that umbrella led me to a vow. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of a sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow.